Hi, and welcome to the Unified Communications edition of the Cisco Analyst Relations podcast series. I'm Andy Leong with UC Solutions Marketing. These quarterly updates are intended to provide our partners in the analyst community with highlights and bites about what's going on today with Cisco Unified Communications. In this podcast, we'll be reviewing some updates to UC applications and programs, as well as previewing Cisco's exciting communications plans for the upcoming two quarters. You'll find out more about where, when, and what you can expect to hear from the UC team. As always, your feedback is appreciated, so feel free to reach out to your UC Analyst Relations team on how we can improve these podcasts. Joining me today is Mike Vertezzi from the UC Applications Marketing team. Mike, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Andy. Happy to be here.
Mike, we've had some significant new product and program announcements recently. Can you share more about some of these details and what we've released as well as announced?
Sure, I'd love to. Let's start off with Unified Workspace Licensing. Unified Workspace Licensing is many of you may have heard about at the Unified Communications Analyst Summit or on a recent podcast that we had on the Analyst Relations Speaker Series. Essentially, Unified Workspace Licensing is a program to enable our customers to very simply and cost-effectively provide a full set of unified communications capabilities out to all their users. We believe that this is going to be the way that the majority of our customers are purchasing our unified communications solutions going forward. The program is relatively new, and we've been getting lots of great feedback from customers, which has led us to make a few changes. So the first change that we made is what we've done is we've lowered the minimum entry point for customers. It had been that you had to purchase 250 seats of the solution, and we've moved that down to 100 or more. So now organizations can buy as few as 100 user licenses of Unified Workspace Licensing to be able to join the program. Second change we've made is that we've also expanded the range of endpoint or phone options. And what we're doing is we're enabling organizations to use third-party devices such as third-party IP phones and dual-mode devices such as the Nokia E61 series handsets when they purchase Unified Workspace Licensing. There's some additional changes we made to the program, and if you want more details on this, I'd encourage you to go to the Cisco Analyst Relations website, and there's a podcast that goes into this in some detail.
Very cool stuff. So, in addition, we've also heard a little bit about Lotusphere and some announcements we made there. Can you share some of the details around that?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So Cisco is committed to providing the best unified communications experience for organizations that are using Lotus Same Time as their enterprise instant messaging solution. And so we have long history and long partnership with IBM. And what we did a couple weeks ago at Lotusphere is we introduced a new set of plugins to Lotus Same Time that we'll be delivering in the first half of 2008. So the new plugins are going to complement the existing integrations we have with Lotus Same Time as well as with Lotus Notes. And what we're doing is we're adding new click-to-call options, we're adding phone presence capabilities, and we're also adding integrated conferencing capabilities. So the first plugin is going to allow an organization directly from Same Time to control a Cisco IP communicator soft phone or an IP phone, hard phone, if you will, as well as a Cisco video client. And this just very simply gives you the ability to select a user, right-click, and initiate a voice or a video call. The second integration is that we've integrated the presence capabilities of the Cisco Unified Presence solution with the Lotus Same Time presence capabilities, and it's going to give you the ability to visualize the phone status of a user directly in the Same Time client. So you're going to be able to see if the person's on the phone call or if they're not on a phone call and to conduct your communications accordingly. The third integration area is around conferencing, and we've added, or we will be adding when these integrations come out later in the first half of this year, click-to-conference capability with Unified Communications Manager or with our Unified Meeting Place solution. And this will give you the ability to select a number of users from the Same Time client and simply initiate an ad hoc conference, which could be the voice-only conference or it could be a voice, web, and video conference. Users will be given a little control. They'll be able to do one click and be able to join the conference. So it's really all about integrating communications and providing a complete unified communications environment, which includes presence, instant messaging, telephony, unified messaging, conferencing, and presence capabilities. In these integrations, we think really highlight our commitment to delivering collaboration solutions with which which leverage a customer's existing investments into having an open solution with complete interoperability with business applications.
Mike, that's very exciting in terms of integrations. Along those same lines, many folks have been expecting us to provide some announcements along the lines of integration between Meeting Place and WebEx. Could you share some details with respect to what we've recently announced this week?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, this is one of my favorite areas. We think there's just a tremendous opportunity to combine our on-premises conferencing, communications, collaboration solutions with the on-demand services of WebEx. It's really an area where people want to be able to mix and match some of these solutions. And since acquiring WebEx, you know, around 9 months ago, we've been working very closely with the WebEx teams to put together a compelling roadmap, and now we're starting to see some of the first solutions come out. And in particular, just last week, we announced availability of the ability to integrate Unified Meeting Place voice and video conferencing with the WebEx web conferencing solution. So what this is going to give an organization the ability to do is kind of to combine the best of both worlds, if you will, and get the cost savings advantages and the control advantages of an on-premises voice conferencing solution, which leverages your converged network, as well as getting the productivity benefits of an on-demand web conferencing solution, which is delivered over the globally available WebEx Mediatone network. From a user perspective, the key to making this all work is just to make it appear as one system, and that's what we've done. We're giving you a single place to set up and attend all of your Unified Meeting Place and WebEx conferences. So it'll be simple to go into your calendar or a web browser and simply set up an integrated Meeting Place and WebEx session, send out a notification at the time of the meeting. You simply click a link, and you're into both systems. And what we're also doing from once you're in the meeting, you have the ability to control a Meeting Place voice conference directly from the WebEx web conference, be that to outdial to join the meeting or to mute or lock the meeting. So we've really tightly integrated these solutions. And this is really just the first in what are going to be a series of integrations we'll be coming out with regarding our unified communications solutions and WebEx, as well as what we're doing on the conferencing front. So we look forward to coming back and talking to you more about that in the coming months.
Excellent. Certainly very exciting. And I know within Cisco internally, we've trialed some of this functionality for some time as well. So it's been very nifty to be able to schedule WebEx sessions from within a Outlook session or tab for a Meeting Place. So certainly provides us that flexibility, and I'm sure our customers will appreciate that, and really the combining or convergence of both the on-premise and on-demand type solutions. So now we're going to shift gears a little bit and just provide an update on UC market positioning. There's been a lot of discussion recently in the industry around CEBP, communications-enabled business processes, as well as business transformation. Now, last year, we introduced the Cisco Unified Workspace and a five-phase plan or vision for unified communications. And this really represents a journey that every customer adopting unified communications goes through. It's represented by key phases of entry around migration, acceleration, and transformation. So really, customers enter this continuum at different phases based on their drivers for UC adoption. And there are key benefits as part of each of these different phases. For instance, TCO, or return on investment, this is a key benefit of customers entering the migration phase. For acceleration, the key benefit for customers is productivity enhancements. For transform, it's business transformation or the ability to interwork communications with back-end business workflow. So we've seen that customers have entered this continuum at different phases. Folks transitioning purely from TDM technology to IPT have generally entered at the migration phase, whereas other folks have moved along this continuum into the accelerate and transformation phases. On that same note, we're actually in the process of putting together the finishing touches of a customer video case study based on a household brand name who worked with a Cisco partner for a CEBP or business transformation application. Using Cisco Network Solutions as the open architecture for new service development, this customer was able to save millions of dollars in implementing a voice-controlled system for warehouse order fulfillment, including discrete batch and zone picking strategies. The speech-enabled application ties together Cisco Wireless IP phones, call control, a third-party speech recognition platform, and SAP using open protocols such as Voice XML. So this is an example of our customers utilizing one of several delivery mediums for our solutions. Cisco collaboration solutions are delivered in the most robust manner today, on-premises, on-demand, as well as managed. Cisco Unified Communication Solutions include Call Control, Presence, Unified Clients, IP Phones, Contact Center, Messaging, Rich Media Conferencing, Telepresence, Mobility, and Policy and Security. And as we've seen with IBM, we have extensive interoperability with enterprise application partners such as Microsoft, Oracle, SAP, RIM, Nokia, as well as others. We've also talked about our vision around enabling people in the human network to collaborate every time, everywhere, everyone's included. These themes and this vision will really resound in the upcoming messages that we put out around the events that we'll be participating in the next two quarters. Everyone's included will be the central theme for the rest of our fiscal year. So now, on to what's on the horizon. First up is VoiceCon Spring. This year's show takes place in Orlando between March 17th and 20th. Our theme is Everyone's Included. We'll be demonstrating Cisco solutions that transform how people connect, communicate, and collaborate. Visitors to our booth will experience new ways to blend communications and collaboration with business processes, again, using the network as an open architecture to deliver new services across every workspace. Visitors will also be able to experience live Cisco telepresence sessions, collaborating with Cisco representatives on provocative and current unified communications topics. New interactive Cisco booth demonstrations will be focused on mobility, contact center, enterprise, and small and medium business solutions. As one of our keynotes, we're going to have Dennis Schmidt, Senior Vice President of VoIP Program Management from one of Cisco's largest customers, Bank of America, present and share his insights on implementing a collaborative environment and on the transformative results in an on-site highlights keynote presentation. And oh, by the way, B of A is one of Cisco's largest UC customers with well over 95,000 IP phones deployed to date. Cisco's Chief Marketing Officer, Sue Bostrom, will be delivering a keynote, and you'll also hear from industry thought leaders such as Cisco's Chief Technology Officer, Joe Burton, VP of Enterprise and Mid-Market Solutions, Alan Cohen, and UC Solutions Marketing Senior Director, Chris Thompson. Also presented at the show will be a series of customer presentations focused on general UC, contact center, and Microsoft interoperability. Additionally, we'll have a series of NDA presentations. Following VoiceCon, we'll be part of the RSA USA conference, which will be taking place this year between April 7th and 11th in San Francisco. Cisco will be exhibiting as well as participating in sessions on network access control, data breach legislation, and attack testing. Also taking place at approximately the same time is Cisco's Worldwide Partner Summit. This will be occurring in Honolulu, Hawaii between April 8th and 11th.
Yeah, the Partner Summit is going to be really exciting, Andy. Collaboration is going to be a huge focus of the event, and audiences are going to be hearing a lot about how we've about WebEx services and new WebEx services and our overall collaboration strategy, as well as giving more details about how we're integrating our unified communication solutions with the WebEx services to really deliver some compelling solutions for our customers. So that's going to be an exciting event.
Right. So we can certainly expect a lot of interesting announcements and revelations at that show around our collaboration solutions.
There's a very good chance of that. That's right.
And following that, we'll be part of Interop. This will occur in Las Vegas between April 27th and May 2nd. Cisco will be showcasing unified communications through Places in the Network and the Collaborative Campus. We'll be presenting a keynote presentation as well as participating in a number of breakout sessions. Cisco Live follows late June in Orlando, Florida, and the theme of this event is the power of collaboration, and UC Solutions Marketing will be leading delivery of technical content along with subject matter experts from Cisco's business units. So that's the back of the motorcycle ride as far as what's to come with respect to Unified Communications events and participation, as well as an update on our market positioning, as well as recent announcements relative to UC applications and programs. So this concludes the UC edition of the Cisco AR podcast series. Mike, thanks again for joining me on this podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure, Andy.
And for more information, feel free to visit the Cisco AR site, which can be found at www.cisco.com/go/AR. Once again, I'm Andy Leong, and thanks for tuning in.